From our New York studios up in Harlem, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Tom, this is one you asked me to do. Now, my segment today is the David and Goliath story of sorts. David being Isis Brantley, an African hair braiding aficionado. Goliath is the big state of Texas. Now, this battle began back in 1997 when the state of Texas had Isis arrested for braiding hair, Tom, without the proper license. I mean, they took her away in handcuffs. But it ended this year when Isis won a federal court victory for herself and entrepreneurs across the state. I'm going inside her story with Isis Brantley. Good morning, Isis.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, I know you are very excited. You just learned about this victory. And I understand there was not a dry eye in your shop when the news came out that everybody was in tears, because this has been a long battle for you.
Absolutely, and today is a new day. I love the music. I love the smiling, because I had to smile through it even though I hurt. It was illegal and unconstitutional and irrational for them to come and arrest me for laws that they did not have in place at the time, and then for them to stop me from teaching and passing down the gift of ancestral braiding to the next generation.
Well, let's start at the beginning, Isis. Let's quickly explain for those who may not understand the situation. You know, what was the law in Texas that led to your arrest? On what grounds did they arrest you back in 1997?
They had no grounds. There was a school that was familiar with me for over 20 years, and finally they sat on the board and went and told the people in Austin to come and check me out, and they came in, and they saw that I was braiding and that I had a school, and I'd already been doing it for years, and then they said, you can't do this. You got to go to jail. I'm like, really?
But why? Because you didn't have certain supplies or things set up, or it was a barber's license that you needed, or barbering skills?
They did it because I didn't have a cosmetology license. They wanted me to go to cosmetology school. So that's why they arrested me, because I needed to go to a full cosmetology school, pay them about $13,000 to learn how to do chemicals, and then they would allow me to braid hair.
That's and you didn't want to do all that. You just wanted to braid hair.
I'm not a cosmetologist or a barber. I'm a braider. I'm an ancestral braider. It's a gift passed down to me from my mother and my family.
Mm. Now, so after that, after they arrested you in 1997, shortly after that, they did give you the okay to braid hair, but they wouldn't allow you to teach others to braid hair.
They grandfathered me. Well, they grandfathered me in 2007 after I got a lawyer and we battled back and forth. They sued me. I countersued. They countersued. I sued them back and forth. And then they grandfathered me in 2007. And then in 2011, I got a lawyer again and said, you know, I want to teach. You can't stop me from teaching. The schools don't teach twist locks and braids. So why can't I do this where I am in my small salon? And my lawyer said, the Institute for Justice said, well, we'll help you. And they said, we never lose a case. So they did it. And I got the final word 2 weeks ago. Judge Sam Sparks said that it was unconstitutional for them to stop African braiders from teaching their community braiding. So
this is in the state of Texas. This doesn't apply anywhere else.
It doesn't, because no one like me stood up and said, you know, you don't teach what we do, and I want to do natural hair.
So all the African braiders around the country, they all have licenses?
Well, it depends on the law in their state.
Yes. And when I went to jail, and we found out that a lot of the Africans were just opening up shops, and many of them did not have licenses. So, yeah, you know, it just depends on the state for sure.
Because, Jackie, can you imagine all the shops that would have to close in Harlem?
Oh, my goodness. They would have to shut down.
African braid, you have to shut down half of Harlem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You would. Because you walk by so many shops where folks are just simply getting their hair braided and, you know, adding weave and things like that, but a lot of braiding going on, too. But Isis, let me ask you this, because it was interesting to me that for the second part of this battle for you, the most recent one that you won to be able to teach, they wanted you to actually have a certain number of chairs to really build out your salon to be a larger facility. What were some of those requirements that they were asking you to do in order to be able to teach?
They wanted me to have a fully equipped barber college, including having at least 10 student workshop stations that included chairs and reclining chairs, and install five sinks behind the workstations. And the judge said, you know, I'm going to untangle this mystery. If you guys can go out and find me a natural hair school in Texas that mirrors what you're asking this small businesswoman to do, then I'll make my decision. So he gave him 10 days, and in 10 days, the state of Texas couldn't do it. So he said, you know, I rule in her favor. She's a small business person. You're trying to impede her progress. Upward mobility is what the poor people want. And all they have to do is come to her school for 4 days and they can go to work. How are you going to make me put her out of business because you want to corner the market and fence her out? So basically, he said, it makes no sense to me. I mean, this is ancient. It's old. It's older than me. And he was 77 years old.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. You've been fighting this since 1997, Isis. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Now, where's your hair salon exactly?
It's at 2642 South Beckley. This is where Erica Badu used to come all the time. That's my god sister. So we've been here for 25 years, and I've been standing strong like David for 25 years.
Yeah. Yes, you have. Congratulations. Wow.
Congratulations,
that's an incredible
Isis.
Story.
This is Tom Joyner, and you know I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, even though I have no hair.
Even though you've never seen me in person, and I want to see you and meet you. This is a victory. This is a victory for all of us.
Yes. It really is. Thank you for putting up the fight.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.